Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am so happy to be here with you today. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to effect real change, especially since I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of soundbites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your own remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinar, blogs, online presence, and all of the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. We have so many exciting things going on. You know, we've been blazing this trail for a very long, long time with Nothing But Good News. And we've got some great things going on, which I'm very happy to share with you through the show and onward to additional shows, just some great things. But before we get started, I want to share with you today's G-Note. What's a G-Note? It is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Just a little note of motivation, inspiration, just a little thought, something to think about, help you stay focused in the right direction. Because what we know is when you focus on the good stuff, that's what happens. Good things happen. Today's G-Note simply says, start now to see what you truly want and who you truly want to become. That's so important because the truth is we can all become that person that we are so meant to become. And I will tell you, I'm very excited about today's guest today who is going to be here to help us learn how to do that. And he is really very excited about the things that he's done. What a remarkable, remarkable person. And I'll tell you who he is in a moment, but he is a top 10 Amazon best-selling author of Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. And this is a guidebook to real happiness, an enormous success. And it's an inspirational but practical blueprint for overcoming adversity and achieving unstoppable self-confidence and attaining your goals for personal and professional success. His story of personal transformation and astounding success is both poignant and inspirational. It is a tale of triumph. How a disfigured, abused, emotionally scarred boy raised on welfare rose to amazing heights in the business world and became a self-made millionaire. His name is Daryl Noack, and Daryl has earned two patents, becoming an entrepreneur who took five companies, national and international, generated billions of dollars in revenue, then went on to become an investor, real estate authority, financier, public speaker, author, and mentor to many. I promise you today, you will listen to this show and you will be impressed, inspired, and amazed. I want to welcome Daryl Noack to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
You know, Daryl, I'm so happy to have you here. I don't know where to start. So I want, if you'll share a little bit of your story with my listening audience. I gave a brief overview, but who is Daryl?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, when I was about a year old, I'm the youngest of seven children. My father left home and left my mother with seven children to raise. And we were living in the Chicago area. So, you know, with seven children and, you know, a ninth grade education, my mother had no choice but to, you know, we grew up in the projects of Chicago. And at the age of one, I started running out toward the road. And my older sister came running after me, and she tripped on the sidewalk just as she got to me, and she literally landed on the back of my head and crushed my face into the cement. And so being on welfare, you know, we had no choice. My mother had to just wipe my face clean, and I grew up with a crushed face. So, you know, kids were no kinder back then. I'm 57 years old, so kids were no kinder then than they are today, and so I got a lot of ribbing for having a crushed face. You know, I had several nicknames, and so I had a really poor self-esteem. I had really low self-confidence. Every time somebody would argue with me about my face or give me a little grief, I would get into a fight, which got me into trouble even more. But I learned to overcome all of that, and I went on, as you mentioned, to say, I'm going to be someone when I grow up, and I changed my life, I changed my attitude, and I went on to take 5 companies, national and international.
How much of who you've become do you believe is because of that piece? You know, so oftentimes it's the obstacle, it's the heartache that makes folks stronger and say, I'm going to step out and really do something. How much of that piece do you think is there for you?
Well, undoubtedly a great deal. I really was motivated. I really was anxious to make a name for myself. So having that disfigured obstacle, so to speak, gave me a lot of drive. So I would say a major portion of that, but then the other half of what springboard me on to success was I started educating myself, listening to people like yourself, Candy, and I started listening, reading, and watching every piece of information I could in an effort to change my view of who I was.
You know, there's so much that we have in common that if we, you and I, were to sit over a cup of coffee, that cup of coffee would probably take us hours, absolute hours. And so I so understand what you're talking about, because I myself have gone through a lot of pain and heartache that's brought me to the place that I am today. But, you know, I'm reading a lot of your material, and I'm so impressed, Daryl, with who you are and the things that you do. And I want to break some of this down for folks to help them understand you too can do this. You too can find your place and step out and do this. And so what I want to do is we're going to head off to our first commercial break in just a few seconds. When we come back, I want to talk about the right mindset, a healthy mindset, and how do we get there. And so I appreciate you being here on Nothing But Good News Radio. It's Candy G here with Daryl Noak, and we're going to be right back in about 2 minutes, and we're going to talk about healthy mindset. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G. Now, before we get back to our guest, you know, I have something to share with you I'm so excited about. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County will present its 4th annual 100 Outstanding Women of Broward County event on Wednesday, May 16th. at the Signature Grand in Davie, Florida. And this evening is presented by SG Resorts International. And we'll celebrate and honor Broward's leading women. The night will consist of a live and a silent auction, dinner, and a fashion show provided by Lilac and Lily's Boutique. The audience will include a who's who of over 1,100 leaders celebrating and honoring the 100 outstanding women. Proceeds benefit the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Broward County. For more information, you can visit 100OutstandingWomen.com. Oh, by the way, for the fourth year in a row, okay, Candy G is one of the 100 Outstanding Women. I am so humbled and proud. Please come out and help me not only celebrate this amazing event, but also benefit the Boys and the Girls Club. And that's 100OutstandingWomen.com. You know, Daryl, before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, your story. And I know that you talk about self-image, but first and foremost, you talk about a healthy mind and the right mindset. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
So what do you mean by a healthy mind, and how do folks get there?
Well, you know, a healthy mind means that you learn to control what you think about yourself, what you let yourself think about, and how you choose to use that mind. You know, there's so much negativity in the world today. And I know as I'm speaking to you, like you said, if we got together, we probably would talk for hours.
That's true.
We have to control what thoughts we let in our head. You know, and every time you turn that television on, and, you know, if you're listening to stations that are not giving you good, healthy information, you're creating a level of negativity in your head that you need to get out of there. You need to cover up that garbage, and you need to reevaluate and rethink the way you talk to yourself and the things that you let in your head. And, you know, how you do that, how you start that process is really important. And, you know, one of the things that I started with years ago, I have a little card that I give out to people, and it simply says on that card, I like myself, I love my life, I'm excited, I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I add brightness to the life of everyone I meet. And I literally have that card still 35 years later. I have that stuck to my mirror in my bathroom, and I see that every day, and that's the starting of how you build a healthy mindset.
Well, you know, I appreciate you being here on Nothing But Good News Radio, because you know what, Daryl? You and I are kindred spirits here, and I will tell you, 9 years ago when I actually started this radio show, is that is the reason why, because I got so tired of folks inundating themselves with this barrage of negativity, where a lot of times it's not even the truth. It is just, there's a whole host of reasons why we're attracted to negative stuff, and that is why I really appreciate you being here today on Nothing But Good News Radio, because the truth is that is our mission here, to share great information that will make a difference in the lives of others. And what you just said is starting to rethink the way that you think about yourself is such an important piece. What is something that you would tell folks that are listening to say, okay, to get started today, do this?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you have to make a decision that I'm going to change my life, and it starts right here, right now. That's the starting point. That decision will take you forward, and you will give you the excitement of knowing each day, what am I going to do today that is going to build my life, not destroy my life? And so that really becomes a lifelong search. I know it has for you as it has for me. It has become a lifelong search every day. What am I doing to build my life and to build my prosperity rather than destroy it?
And it makes, you know, with that decision, it takes a real commitment, don't you think? It's like, I'm going to make the decision today, but it's every single day saying, here's my commitment to doing this. And what am I going to do to keep doing this? You know, a lot of folks will look at what's going on today And the big buzzword is the economy. I can't because of the economy. You know, Daryl, I have a daughter who's a junior in college, and I'm so proud of her and the work that she's doing in school. When I took her back to school this past year, we went to a little tea shop that she likes to go to, and one of her friends was there working in the tea shop, and she happened to mention to her, and she said, "Oh, I see that you're not signed up for any classes. Why are you not going to class this year?" And the young lady said, "I've decided not to go to class because the economy is so bad. Now listen to this." She says, "I know I won't be able to get a job, so I'm just going to stay here until the economy gets better, and then I'll go back to school."
I mean, I personally think that's exactly backward. You know, if we educate ourselves, you know, that's one of the things that needs to happen here in America as well as other places, is we need to refocus ourselves on what kind of education is going to get me where I want to go, because education is absolutely imperative. I know people have been saying that for years. You know, they've done studies that says the higher level of education you have, the more earning power that you have, and I know that people probably let that go in one ear and out the other these days, but I'm committed. Educating ourselves is absolutely imperative. If you want to go someplace in life, you've got to educate yourself to the point that you have every tool possible to get there, and you can.
I know what you're saying is absolutely the truth, and I believe what you're saying is not, it's what we talked about a moment ago, the healthy mind, the mindset, plus that education piece, getting the education, taking the information in, making the decision and the commitment to say, my mindset says, I can, I will, I have, like you said, that you are the brightness that, or something similar to that, forgive me for paraphrasing, but the brightness that you want to be in the world, and teaching folks how important that mindset is. I think that's absolutely, absolutely crucial.
It certainly is. You know, when you're with someone that is negative, and you know they're, you know, so to speak, they don't have any brightness, do you really want to be around them, or do you feel like, man, I just don't like hanging around that person? Or when you're with someone that is bright and happy and just glows with that brightness, that's the person that people are attracted to and want to be around. So if that's what you're looking for, then you've got to be that brightness so that people want to be around you. Employers want to hire you because you have that brightness that stands out like the sun.
You know, I believe that that's so true. You know, I recently watched a movie, and it starred a young boy. It was an amazing actor, really amazing. And it was a movie with Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock, and it was called Incredibly Loud and Dangerously Close. And watched the movie, and the young boy, you know, it was a search in his life. I don't know, maybe he was 12, maybe 11, 12. But the point is he would talk about his heavy boots and that, oh, I have heavy boots. And then he'd talk to somebody and say, you know, your boots are heavier than mine, that you're carrying around all this weight. And that when you can begin to see the light and the brightness in folks, your boots aren't so heavy anymore. And I thought it was an amazing analogy. As a matter of fact, I caught myself saying to somebody yesterday, man, your boots are really heavy. You need to get those boots off, and you need to put on something a little lighter, because there's a lot of folks today that are carrying around some pretty heavy boots. Don't you think?
It is. And, you know, like you said, there are, our personalities are, you know, we have a tendency to gravitate a little bit towards some negativity. And so that's why it's imperative that we make the change in our mindset and say, I will not. You know, as an example, it's just a little thing. It's just one little thing that I do. But you know how when people, you see an accident on the side of the road, and people slow down and they want to take a look at that accident and see what's happening, or see what the situation is. And one of the things I do I refuse. I make sure that I look the other way. I do not focus, and I do not even let my eyes look at that accident because I do not want negativity entering my head.
Well, you know, I've studied this stuff extensively, and what I've learned is that MIT did a study on the biology of the psyche, and what they discovered is that negative statements are 16 times more powerful than positive, productive ones. And that for in order for us to kind of negate what happens with the negative, we have to have we need to have positive situations 16 times just to negate what happened with the negative one. Now, even if this number is a little askew, it's still a pretty big number because we probably all know. I do a lot of training and I speak to a lot of folks and I always ask, you know, who thinks this world tends to be a little bit more on the negative side? I always have almost 100% of the hands in the air. And I think it comes up to, like you said earlier, making the decision, making the commitment to focus on the positive, productive stuff. And it's not having just a Pollyanna attitude. It's understanding that when you focus on goodness, goodness happens.
Without a doubt. And, you know, having, you know, as you said, that Pollyanna attitude, but here's the key. 97% of every American dies broke because they do not educate themselves to the possibilities that are available to them. So, you know, obviously something's not working, so we need to change. We need, if you don't want to be one of that 97%, then you need to say to yourself today, I will not be one of that 97%. I am going to change. Maybe we can raise that number to 90% and have a much higher rate of people that do not die broke and are grasping for the last way to take care of themselves as they get older.
Wow. You know, Daryl, I'm sitting here and I'm kind of like going, wow, I've not heard this number. And that's astounding to me. 97%. So what I want to do, we're heading off to our next break. Boy, these segments are going quickly. I want to explore some more and talk about this 97%. Candy G and Daryl Noak right here on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Athletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it, too. Join the buzz at Eat Well Home Catering. The delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today 786-991-6602 or visit the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, great for diabetics, too.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free codes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G. Welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio, because that is what we're all about. And before we get back to Daryl, because he's fascinating, has amazing information and great things to share, I would like you to know about a very special event coming up in May. I don't know how I could be more proud, but there is a TEDx event. It's in West Mountain, Montreal. It is a full day of inspiration and hope to celebrate, discuss, and understand and spread success. I, Candy G, personally will be joining an impressive lineup of world-renowned speakers. TEDx Westmount will inspire you, elevate your spirits to new heights, opening your horizons to endless possibilities. You will have a tremendous opportunity to network with CEOs, senior managers, university professors, and professionals from all fields to open yourself to entirely new understandings of success. TEDx Westmount will take place Saturday, May 12th in Montreal. And you want to get more information, you can just go to my website, candyg.com, and click on the TEDx Westmount logo there, and it'll take you to the website. But if you know anything about TED events, they are the most amazing speaker events that you could possibly go to. I encourage you to go check it out. And again, I am so humbly proud to say that I will be there, help to spread success and make a difference. So I'm going to get back to our guest, Daryl. You know, Daryl, this number of 97% of folks in this country die broke, it just has me floored and semi-speechless, which you probably figured out is a hard thing to do.
Well, you know, unfortunately, none of us set out in life to be part of that 97. We're all hoping that we have some kind of prosperity as we get older in life, but the unfortunate of it is we make mistakes. We, you know, we just don't have that mindset that allows us to make the kind of benefit and contribution to the world so that that contribution comes back to us. And so like you, I'm on a quest to spread that good message of you can have prosperity if you learn how to handle it. And so, you know, it's a shocking statement, like you said, to say 97% of us die broke and on a fixed income. And, you know, we just, there is so much prosperity available to us. There is so much abundance in this world that does not have to be the case. But we have to change the way we look at our world and the way we react to the world in order to be able to handle that prosperity.
Well, you know, I know that this is true. And with my own story, and just a little snippet, I've been on my own since I was 17, built some level of success. And then 20 years ago, that success was kind of leveled to the ground. And 20 years ago, which is not so long ago, I was 36 years old, I was a broke, homeless, single mother. And I went on to build a sales team to the top 4% in the world. And Daryl, I know what you know, that it was the mindset that got me there, because I'd been studying these things for so long, and I decided not just to study them, but to implement them. You know, if all it took was for someone to read a book, we'd all be rich, thin, and happy. But it's not knowledge is power, it's the use of knowledge is power, and taking what we know and understanding that there is extraordinary abundance. So I'm with you there, Daryl. I'm with you in the biggest way. And what a lot of folks that listen to the show know, not only do I do Nothing But Good News Radio, I also publish a magazine. It's called Nothing But Good News Magazine. The most recent edition came out last Friday, and the entire issue is about abundance. Because I, like you, I want folks to understand is that there's so much abundance out there, and that you can tap into it if you can wrap your thinking around it and not just pretend it thinking about it, but really understand mindset, what it means, how to let that stuff go that says that you can have, and then immerse yourself in this thing called abundance. Remember what I said about that cup of coffee and you and I talking for hours?
I did. Well, I have a little thing that I like to give out to people, and that it literally is a gratitude coin. And I think that gratitude really helps be one of the foundational stones of starting to have abundance. Because when you're grateful for what you have and you're grateful for the things that you can have, all of the sudden things start to change in your life. And I know for me, I needed to remember that I had many things to be grateful for, and starting to build that foundation stone of gratitude. And I literally designed this coin. It says gratitude coin on one side, and it says I'm grateful for on the other side. And that's a question for you to answer. And that's my gift to the world, is I give those gratitude coins out to anybody that asks for one, and I tell them, this coin has magic in it. If you touch it every day, it reminds you to be more grateful for your day, and you live more in today. Being more grateful makes you a happier person. Being a happier person changes your life.
So how can
you got to touch it every day?
How can folks tap into your magical gratitude coins?
Well, if they go to my website, which is truewealthuniversity.com, and they fill out a little form that just gives us their name and address where we can send that coin to you, we will send you a coin for free.
That's awesome. You know, I so appreciate the work that you do, and I'm just kind of here sitting smiling, like listening to you, because I really do have a true kindred spirit. And I know when I've been studying a lot of abundance, manifestation, creation, all of these things, and then when things kind of fell apart 20 years ago, and then I went on and built a sales team and have done some pretty extraordinary things. And people always ask me, what was the first thing that you did? And Daryl, I sat down and made a list of all the things I was grateful for, because of what you just said, is that I know that that piece is so important. And I really honor and appreciate the way that you share your message and share gratitude with folks so they can get the magic that's in it.
Well, you know, as you just said, you lived what you wanted. You didn't just say, you know, that'd be nice to have. You made a commitment and you lived it every day. That's the difference.
And the thing that I found is that once I figured that piece out, is that what happens is now I go, oh, I'd like to do this now. That I went from, like I said, building a sales team, and then after enjoying my sales team, and it really had created a money machine for about 8 years, I left my office on a Friday, and over the weekend it was like I was hit in the head with a 2x4 that said, okay, great, now you've learned how this works, you've seen how to put it into place, now go out and teach it to folks. And so I walked into my sales team on Monday morning and I said, I love you guys, but I have to go. I have things I have to do. This stuff really works when you stay focused on it. Just the things that you've been talking about, Daryl, and I stepped out, and the more I became, you know, understand what I focus on and the things that I'm grateful for, those things that I have and those things that are yet to come, and stay focused on the good stuff and doing the right thing. And so what's happened is over the last 12 years, as you can see, author, speaker, trainer, coach, I've been in 2 movies. The last one I helped produce in Hollywood, and on and on and on it goes. Almost every day an opportunity shows up. And that's not for folks to look at me and go, oh, pat me on the back. It's to say that we have the ability to create and manifest and to tap into what you talk about, this incredible, incredible pool of abundance. So what are some of the things that you can tell folks to say? How do we tap into that?
Well, you know, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I believe the first thing that you have to do is you have to daydream. And I literally have a little exercise that I like to teach people on how to daydream. But you have to daydream, and you have to decide, what is it in life that I can be excited about that will have me so passionate that I will want to get up excited every day to manifest and achieve that? So that's the first thing. You've got to decide, what is that excitement? Number two, you have to become an expert at what you plan to do and plan to achieve. And that means you have to live, breathe, and eat whatever that is. You have to You have to educate the living daylights out of yourself so that you have every tool available to yourself. You know, with Google today and every search engine that's out there, there is nothing that you cannot find out by just going to the internet and asking a question. Educate the living daylights out of yourself. Educate yourself on the steps necessary to get where you want to go and live it and breathe it, and you will manifest it and you will accomplish it.
You know, you have a great book about a healthy self-image. What is the importance of a healthy self-image?
Well, you know, if you don't have a good self-image, if you don't feel good about you, then how can you ever go anywhere in life? Because you don't see yourself as deserving if you don't feel good about you. And that's the starting point for everything, is you have to learn how to feel good about you and be excited about what you have to contribute to the world. And, you know, some people will say, well, you know, what do I contribute to the world? Well, every one of us can contribute massive amounts of information, massive amounts of education to the world if we decide that we're going to. And so you have to build a self-esteem that says, I am worthwhile. I have lots to contribute to the world, and I can't wait to help that next person raise themselves up just a little bit higher. I found that for me, if I help another person raise themselves up, that makes me feel so fulfilled. And I believe that most people, if they would just learn, help another person raise themselves up, and it will bring back rewards that you never imagined.
Do you remember a time when you would say to yourself, I really want to step out and make a difference in the world? Do you remember a time where you're saying, I really think I can do this, but I'm not sure? And that place where you crossed over into, I know I can do it. Did you ever have a time like that?
I was 22 years old, and my oldest brother, remember I'm the youngest of seven, my oldest brother gave me a set of Zig Ziglar tapes. You know, 22 years, that means that that was a number of years ago.
Okay.
Starting to listen to that Zig Ziglar set of tapes changed my life.
That's awesome. Zig Ziglar is absolutely, absolutely amazing. Daryl, we love having you here on Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to dip off for another short commercial break, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and so happy to have Daryl Noke with us today. But before we get back to Daryl, I just want to talk to you about one of our new advertisers. I'm so excited about because I love bringing you folks that will help make a difference in your life in all aspects. And what I'm referring to is Eat Well Home Catering. They're delicious, convenient, affordable meals, and their protein, carb, fat balance for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. And what you can do is you can call them. It's 786-991-6602. Or visit them at the web on eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. And it's you can see how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering is also great for diabetics. If you go to CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and check out the newest issue of Nothing But Good News magazine, we have a special segment called the Dream Big Showcase. And the Dream Big Showcase, this issue, highlights Eat Well Home Catering and Mark Liu's story and what brought him to the place where he's doing this really healthy home catering. And it's an amazing story. I'd love for you to go check out what Eat Well Home Catering is doing because they really can make a difference for your nutritional life, which is very, very, very important. You know, Daryl, in taking a look at all the things that you do and your website, it's www.truewealthuniversity.com. What is true wealth?
I believe that true wealth starts with a healthy mind. I also believe that you can't have true wealth if you don't have a healthy body. But finally, you also can't have true wealth if you don't have a healthy wallet. And all three of those things are available if we make those choices in life. And, you know, I made the choice, you and I think, are close in age based on what you had to say. And at 57 years of age, it's all too easy to not keep my body healthy as well as my mind and my wallet. But I believe that true wealth is healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy wallet.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you help folks achieve healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy wallet.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make sure I retired about 3 years ago. And after being retired for a couple of years from all of the business aspects of life, I decided that, like you, I could help enough other people learn how to take themselves, just like I did, just like you did, you know, from that place that was not so good to being very successful, you know, very healthy. You know, I'm 57 years old, and I can beat most people in doing push-ups today. You know, I literally every morning when I get up, I do 50 push-ups, just one right after another, at 57 years of age. So it's just like you said, Candy, if I can do it, so can you. We all are just people, and we just made a difference in the way we choose to think about ourselves and what we wanted out of life, and so we started living it.
Well, you know what you're saying is so the truth, and I'm so proud because I go every morning and I go horseback riding because I have a beautiful horse, and I go riding, and a lot of people look at me like, are you serious? And I'm like, okay, so I'll be 56 in a couple of months. So, yeah, you're right. You did the math. We're pretty close in age. But to me, it's just a number. And I believe that this life is so meant to be incredibly lived and deliciously enjoyed. And I, like you, believe that the way that we do that is by taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and you're right. We really do have to take care of that wallet. So I think you've really got the deal down in a big way. Do you tell us about how folks, you know, can find you and get out and tap into some of your wisdom and your genius?
Well, you know, like you, Candy, I am doing what I can do to go out and touch the world. So I happen to be, you probably know from our contact that I live in Scottsdale, Arizona today, but today I'm in San Diego, California, because I'm doing a television show tomorrow morning. I'm doing radio shows here in San Diego. I'm doing book signings. But TrueWealthUniversity.com is the starting point for getting in touch with me. We talked about the gratitude coin, and if you go out to TrueWealthUniversity.com, you'll on the front page, there's two stories that the local NBC station in Phoenix did on me, and the gratitude coin, how it is touching kids. We had the good fortune of getting the gratitude coin into several schools around Phoenix, and they've done a couple of stories with the local NBC station, and it is literally, I've started providing gratitude coins to schools, and they are really changing a lot of kids' lives with those gratitude coins.
You know, and it's amazing because I know that a lot of folks really don't understand what gratitude really is and how transforming it is. You know, that I've come to understand, you know, by talking to folks, Daryl, that, you know, most folks, gratitude, it's a social grace. It's an obligation. You open the door for me and say thank you. But true gratitude is genuinely transforming. And what I know is that when you are in that emotion of gratitude, you cannot be in a negative emotion. It is physically impossible. And that if you want to be able to attract good things in your life, be in that positive, productive state of mind, if folks could learn to just habituate gratitude, they'd see extraordinary things show up. You called it the magic something, that magic that gratitude brings. I've seen it in my own life, and I love what you're bringing to these students with your gratitude coins.
Well, that's why I give the gratitude coin out to people, is because that is my way of giving back to the world, because I know that if they have that anchor in their hand, they touch it every day, they will have the magic of gratitude and all the abundance that that brings for them. And so I want to give that coin out to everybody that I can. So I absolutely look forward to hearing from your audience that they go to my website and that they request their free gratitude coin.
Right, and True Wealth University. I know what you're saying is so the truth. I do a lot of corporate training. I teach a lot on the power of a vision, but there's so much more that I teach in relationship to that. And I have been mostly, I do a lot of public events, but mostly inside the corporate arena. And there's a segment that I teach where I do teach about gratitude. And what's fascinating is watching an entire group of people when they can truly understand the value of gratitude. And I'll have I'll have CEOs and CFOs and COOs standing in front of their groups of folks saying, here's what I'm grateful for, which is really extraordinary. We're going to dip off to our last commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Just be tapped into Daryl Noakes' wisdom. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, it's Candy G, and welcome back for our last segment of Nothing But Good News Radio here with Daryl Noke. Now, most of you know, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you know that it is my mission to help others create their vision. I know that the true path to having the life you want begins with having a strong, clear vision. It's like Daryl said earlier, decide what you want, stay focused on that. And I have brought my expertise to thousands of folks over the last decade plus, and I'm very excited to say that we have an affordable new coaching and membership program. We have been building this for 18 months. It's called I Vision My Life, with coaching calls, guest speakers, a community forum. It's a place where people all over the world will be enhancing their lives and living the lives that they dream. You'll be able to tap into all of the vision information, tons of very cool free stuff for less than $5 a week. I am so proud of this. Just go to ivisionmylife.com for more details. Understand it's a place where you truly, truly, truly can make a difference that you want in your life. You know, Daryl, with the last 5 or 6 minutes that we have left, what is the most important piece that you would like to discuss with the listening audience? And I have to tell you, I'm still reeling a little bit by this 97% that the statistic that you shared.
Well, you know, the most important thing is, like we just talked about, you must decide and you must take control of your life and your mind, because nothing's good is going to happen to you until you decide that that's time for you to step up and make those changes. And so, you know, just like you, Candy, I'm on a mission to touch the world as well. I hope that we do have that opportunity to sit down and share a cup of coffee and talk, because I believe that one of the things that people need to do is they need to spend more time with people that are going somewhere in life. If your friends and your family are holding you back, then you need to change who your friends are, and you need to limit the time that you spend with those family members. If they're not giving you good, positive input, get away from the negativity. Get on the path of positivity.
Well, as you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And like I said, doing this radio show, publishing the magazine, it was originally ancillary to what I really do. It's the training. It's the piece. Because if I can sit down with two folks, I can walk them through a process and teach them how a lot of this works. And, about 9 years ago, I stepped out and I said, I need a place where folks can hear the good stuff, because I was really frustrated that there was so much unhealthy, negative information going on. And of course, now we've been on the air for a long time and we have folks listening to us in a couple hundred countries. It's kind of crazy. The magazine is just, buzzing like crazy. And we're doing what we can do to make our little mark in the world. And so, Daryl, when I have folks like you on the show, I get so excited. I want to reach out through the ethers, through the airwaves here, and say, what can we here at Nothing But Good News do to help you, Daryl, get the word out because of the amazing, amazing work that you're doing? How can we help and support you?
Well, I am looking forward to sharing the stage with you someday. I'm looking forward to all of the things. I literally just like you said, I stepped out of retirement about 4 months ago, and so I am brand new at helping others achieve the level of success that they look for. And so I would love any opportunity that you could be to help me get my message out.
All right. Well, we're going to do that. You're going to hear from us here at this office, and right off the bat, we're going to ask you for a contribution to our next issue of Nothing But Good News magazine. I'm just letting you know that's going to be coming your way. So,
awesome.
we're just excited, and When I have somebody like you on the air, I know every single thing that you're sharing is so the truth, and you have such good stuff to share. And I feel like I have, a comrade, soldier in arms, and saying, hey, look, we can go out and do this together. And so now we're down to our last 2 minutes. What's the message? What's the message you want to leave with the listening audience? How they can find you, what you'd like them to get from you. This last couple of minutes is just for you. Go ahead and give it all you've got.
Well, truewealthuniversity.com, and the message is believe in yourself with passion, go out and change your world.
I love that. Believe in yourself with passion. So many folks don't believe in themselves. And every single person here has a special gift to share. So believe in yourself with passion and go out and share who you are and with this incredible world. There's so much life to be lived. Listen to Daryl. Listen to me. We know what we're talking about. When you can shift your mindset, make the decision, step out in passion, and regardless of what the rest of the world says, just go do it anyway. Because if you feel strongly enough about it, you will be able to step out and absolutely make it happen. And that is a promise. Absolutely, absolutely a promise. And if you go go check out CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Check out the TED event in a few weeks. It is amazing. It's in Montreal. I will be there. 100 Outstanding Women. Check out iVisionMyLife.com, the new membership site. It's all there to give you the information that you need. If you go onto my website, we've got tons of free stuff we're giving away. Keep your eye on it because we're putting up a new, very special free thing, hopefully within a week, that folks can go in and download and get their hands on, because it is all about making a difference. Daryl Noak, TrueWealthUniversity.com, also DarylNoak.com. If you contact me, CandyG at CandyG.com, and you want any of Daryl's information, I will make sure you get it. Daryl, thank you for being here today. I appreciate it so much. This is Candy G, and you know what I want you to do? I want you to get out there and go do something remarkable. Bye for now.